Hi everyone, welcome to Torah Rimecha Parsha with OU Women's Initiative. Today we're up to Parsha Shmini. Parsha Shmini begins with one of only two stories in the entire Sefer Vayikra. And what we explained is that Sefer Vayikra is mostly halacha and mitzvah based. There's very few stories in it. And the two stories need to somehow fit into the context of all of the mitzvot that come up. And so according to the Proto of David Tzvi Hoffman that we're following, the whole Sefer Vayikra is about Kedusha. First half is about Kedusha HaMishkan, all the laws related to the Karbanot and in the Mishkan. And the second half of Sefer Vayikra is Kedusha HaAm Ba'aretz, all the laws of Kedusha outside of the Mishkan. And so this story relates to the Chanukah HaMishkan. It's in the context of the mitzvot over here, but it's a story of Bnei Yisrael dedicating the Mishkan. And that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that the Shechin is supposed to come and dwell in Klai Yisrael, is supposed to be a very happy and joyous day. Chazal call it, describe that it is Natab al Asara Atarot, that this day wears 10 crowns. And what we want to understand over here, is that besides for this day, the Yom HaShmini, which is the eighth day after the Zayin Yemei Milurim from the end of last week's Parsha. The eighth day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's supposed to be this joyous day. It's also coupled with a terrible tragedy that appears in this Parsha, which is the death of Nadav and Avihu, Aaron's two children. And that death comes about from a chit that they do. And what we want to understand is what is so terrible about their behavior, about their chit, about their actions, that it's deserving of death. And not just that they die, but it also mars this tremendously joyous day. And instead of being an only happy day, it's marred with, it's coupled with this terrible tragedy. And so in order to understand their chi and the tragedy that takes place on this day, we need to look at the background of the Mishkan. The background of the Mishkan begins in Sefer Shmot, when Bnei Yisrael are first commanded to build the Mishkan at the beginning of Parshas Truma. Hashem tells us, Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti B'tocham. Build for me a Mishkan, a Mikdash, and I'll dwell in your midst. And then the Torah details all of the Kalim and all the measurements of exactly what the Mishkan is supposed to look like. Then we have Parshas Kitisa after Truma and Titzava. And then we have Vayakha and Pekudei, which are actually a repetition of all of those details of the Mishkan that we had already seen in Parshas Truma and Titzava. So we have two questions. Number one, why did the Torah repeat all of the details of the Mishkan again in Vayakha and Pekudei? And number two, why is there a break of Kitisa in the middle? If the Torah wants to repeat all the details, at least it should be together. So there's a difference between Truma and Titzava versus Vayakha and Pekudei. Truma and Titzava are the commandments to build the Mishkan or the details. And Vayakha and Pekudei are when it's actually being built, the building of the Mishkan, the Siyat HaMishkan. And so that's the first question. The second question, why is Chayda Egel in between? And that will actually help us to understand why it's repeated as well. So the Kitis is largely about Bnei Yisrael sinning at the Egel, and the approach of the Beis Halevi, who explains the major problem that Bnei Yisrael messed up with by the Egel, was Sarah Mahem and Adarch Hashem Tzivitam. The pasuk explains that they quickly strayed from the path that Hashem wanted us to serve Him with, meaning not that they didn't want to serve Hashem, but that they conjured up their own way, their own path through which they wanted to serve Him. They're going to use this intermediary now. And that was the major problem, the Beis Halevi explains, with the Egel. And so when we get up to Vayakha and Pekudei, what we see is that Bnei Yisrael still try to build the Mishkan anyway. Why? So Moshe is told by Hashem that after the Chira Egel, Hashem is very displeased with Bnei Yisrael, and he says, "Lo ale b'kibracha, I'm not going to come through anymore. I can't dwell in your midst. Rega chad ale b'kibracha v'chiliticha, I'm going to come dwell in your midst. You're going to be destroyed. Instead, v'shalachti lefanach ha'malach. Instead, Hashem tells us in Shmuel Perek Lamed Gimel, Parshas Kitisa, that I'm going to send of an intermediary. I'll send a malach with you because I can't come with you. And even after Moshe davens for Hashem's forgiveness, it's very ambiguous if the Shechina is going to still return, if his promise of Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham, of Hashem dwelling in our midst in the Mishkan, is going to be fulfilled. Hashem says, "V'iti adacharai u'panai le'yirau," and it's very unclear in the psukim over there if Hashem's going to return. And so what do B'nai Shadun, V'yakel and Pekudei? They're going to build the Mishkan anyway. And this time, though, the every last detail is followed by the phrase, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. And what they want to show Hashem is that, look, we fixed our ways. We're not going to just serve you however you want, however we want. Instead, look how we're building the Mishkan. Every last detail, every last kli, every last measurement, everything is exactly Hashem, how you commanded Moshe. And when we get up to Parshas Tzav, the Zayin Yemei Milurim from last week's Parsha, so now we're up to the preparatory week before the Shechina is supposed to descend on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Again, we see that same phrase. Every last detail is Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. What they want to show Hashem is that we fixed our mistake by the Chedah Egel. We're going to serve you exactly, Hashem, how you want us to serve you. And so when we open up this week's Parsha of Shmini, what we see is now they're on the Yom HaShmini, now they're up to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and what happens is that the Shechina is still not there. And the opening of our Parsha is V'hi b'Yom HaShmini, Kara Moshe la'Aaron, v'Levana l'Ziknesha. It's almost like Moshe calls this emergency meeting between Aaron and the Zekinim, and because they want to do something to bring back the Shechina, and the main player over here on the Yom HaShmini is actually Aaron the Kohen, and it starts out with Moshe telling Aaron, "Kach lecha egel b'makar," Aaron, you quickly bring a carbon, an egel specifically, and everything's to be mechaper the egel. Then he tells him later on in Pasuk Zayin, "Remember Moshe, Aaron, kravel hamizbech v'aseid hachatzatzcha v'adolatzcha." Aaron, quickly, you go up to do your avoda, and the Ramban explains how Aaron was terrified. He felt that the reason that the Shechina is not returning was because of him, and the Psukim in Sefer Shemot by the Chedah Egel actually attribute the Egel mostly to Aaron. It was his idea, and it says explicitly, "Al Asher Asur Egel Asher Asa Aaron." The Aaron is the one that made the Egel, and so now when the Shechina is not returning, Aaron feels the brunt of that punishment. It's his fault. And so when we open up to Perek Tet in our Parsha, we see that they do all of these actions. They're trying to bring the Shechina back. At the end, towards the end of Perek Tet, Aaron goes out, Yisa Aaron at Yadav, Al Ha'am V'Yivarchim, and he gives a bracha to Bnei Yisrael. Rashi explains that it was the Bircha Kohanim, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. And then in the very next pasuk, the Vayava Moshe of Aaron al Ohamoed, V'yetu V'Yivarcha V'Ra'am, in pasuk Chav Gimel. Moshe and Aaron go now together, and they give a bracha. What's the second bracha? Aaron just gave them a bracha. So Rashi explains, Davarecha Kivin Shara'a Aaron Shakarva Kol HaKabonis V'Nasuk Aaron sees they brought all the karbanot. They did everything they're supposed to do. Everything Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. V'lo yaida Shechina liyishal. And the Shechina still didn't return. Haya mitztar v'amar yodeh ni shekasa kash barchalai. Aaron is so worried. He says, I know that it's because Hashem's upset at me. Bishvili lo yaida Shechina liyishal. It's my fault that the Shechina is not returning to Bnei Yisrael. And so now, V'yetu V'yivarcha Ra'am, Moshe and Aaron go out together, and they give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael. What's that bracha? Rashi tells us in Pasuk Chav Gimel. V'yihinoam Hashem Elkeinu Aleinu, let the pleasantness of Hashem dwell upon us, meaning, and this is a taken from the Perek and Tehillim that Chazal attributes to Moshe having written Perek Tzadi. And the bracha that they give to Bnei Yisrael is Yihivetzon Shetish HaShechina B'Maseh Yedichem, let the Shechina dwell in the works of your hands. Meaning, The Shekhinah still hasn't returned, and B'nai Yisrael are terrified, but Moshe and Aaron are terrified that the Shekhinah is not going to come back, that they ruined everything by Chir HaEgel, and so they give a bracha that the Shekhinah should dwell in the works of the hand, let Hashem find favor in all of their hard work building the Mishkan, all of the Zayinim Me'amilim, every last thing, Hashem, Hashem, as Moshe, look Hashem, we fixed our ways, doing everything how you commanded. And then what happens in Pasuk Chaf Dalev, Tisa Ish Mifnei Hashem, V'tochel HaMizbech, a fire comes out from Shemayim, and descends on the Mizbech, and consumes at Ha'olah Ve'at HaChalavim, eats up all the Karbana, V'yark La'am V'yavun, Bnei Yisrael, see this? They're ecstatic. They flew up and they found their faces. Chas to Hashem, the Shekhinah returned. All of their hard work paid off, and the Shekhinah returns to Klai Yisrael. The very next pasuk, the opening of Perek Yud, in our parasha is V'yichu b'nei Aaron Nadav v'aviyu ish machtato v'yitznu b'an ish v'yisim alei ha-ketoreh. The Nadav and Aviyu come along, each with their own stake, and what do they do? V'yakrivu l'fnei Hashem ish zara, they bring this fire and fire. Asher lotiv otam. That they weren't commanded. Four words which should stand out in big, bold, black letters on the page. That they weren't commanded, Asher lo tzivu otam. It's the exact opposite of everything that they've been building up towards until this moment. Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe, again and again, look Hashem, we're going to do everything exactly like you commanded. And in 1 second, Nadav and Aviyu come along, and boom, they ruin everything. They bring this Asher that they weren't commanded. What happens? The fire comes down from Shemaim and consumes them. And they die in front of Hashem. And so there's a tremendous amount of explanations from the Medrash and from the Gemara about what their chit was. There's no lack of answers for explaining what their chit was. But when you look at the Pshat, the Beis Halevi, according to the Beis Halevi's explanation, it's so clear what their chit was. The all of the hard work that B'nai Yisrael did to bring the Shekhinah back in 1 second, maybe Nadav and Aviyu ruined everything for all time now, and the Shekhinah returned, but maybe only momentarily, and then in the very next moment, Nadav and Aviyu bring this fire, Asher lo tziv otam, maybe they ruined everything. And so al pi pshat, we could understand what was so terrible about their chi. They come in a way that they weren't supposed to, without being commanded. And the message for us is so clear. Hashem gives us so many mitzvah in the Torah, and there's so much room within all of those mitzvah for personal style and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But b'gadol, the way that we're supposed to serve Hashem is how He tells us, not how we conjure up for ourselves, not how we want to serve Him. This one doesn't fit for me, that one doesn't fit for me, that's just not suited for me, that mitzvah, that halacha. But the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve Him is how He tells us. He dictates the rules for us. He's the king, He's the Borei Olam, and our job in this world is to keep growing higher and higher in our service of Him, and in how He tells us how to serve Him. And so Be'ezrat Hashem, we shall have a lot of siyata d'shmaya in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should bring us not only closer to Him, but it should also, through that, help us be zocha to the ultimate building of the Thir Beis HaMikdash b'mehir b'yameinu.